I've been putting off this video for just so long. I mean, I just don't really feel like doing it. It's just like, you know, I know I'm supposed to do this video on laziness and laziness and procrastination, but I just haven't felt in the mood for it. I just somebody more educated than myself, you know, like some doctor or some biologist or somebody smart, right, ought to study the laziness of young men, because I've noticed that it goes through like a cycle. Like, laziness starts when you're like sort of like puberty and right after, like at least with young men. Okay, I'm talking about really about young men. You know, we're all lazy bombs. I mean, I remember I was a lazy shit, you know, during my late teenage years and my early 20s. I jerked off and did, you know, zero work practically. I just put everything off. And then all of a sudden, like around like 25, 26, it's like this light bulb went off. And that's when I really started to work. I have no idea what this means, but it's been my experience, and I've talked to a lot of guys, that it's been their experience as well, that during their teenage years, their early 20s, they were just lazy bums. They didn't do fucking shit, right? But they hit 25, and all of a sudden, it's like all that energy that had previously just been dissipating throughout their lives and just like spending it, all of a sudden just got narrowed and really fucking focused. And they started accomplishing things. It was remarkable. But be that as it may, laziness is something that you have to deal with. And it's very important that you handle it. And handle it to your advantage, because you can handle laziness to your advantage. Laziness and procrastination. So before we get into anything, let's define what laziness is and what procrastination is, because it's important to distinguish between the two. Laziness is simply just not doing the things that you're supposed to do. You have the ability to do them, and you have the energy, and you know, you're not like crippled or anything. You can do the job or whatever it is that you're supposed to do. You just don't feel like it, and so you don't do it. You're not forcing yourself to do what you're supposed to do. That's laziness. Procrastination, on the other hand, is when there is some task that you're supposed to do, but for some reason you keep putting it off. You keep putting it off and not dealing with it. It's not that you're lazy, because you're doing the other things that you need to be doing. But on one particular task, for some reason, you just can't seem to motivate to do it. And so you keep pushing it forward, that you'll do it later, you'll get around to it. And of course, you never do. Let's talk about procrastination first. In my experience, in my own case, I've noticed two kinds of procrastination. And I hate to be divvying up this issue into even further sub-branches, but bear with me. One is when I just don't feel like doing a particular task, a particular kind of task. I'm willing to do other kinds of tasks, but one particular kind of task is just beyond me, and I hate doing it. In my particular case, it's paperwork. And I procrastinate paperwork like there's no tomorrow. You know, I just procrastinate it and just leave it for later and later and later, and later never comes. And all of a sudden, I've got a stack of paperwork that I have to deal with for months and months, right? And I wind up spending like a solid weekend instead of going out and having fun, staying in the office or wherever and just like, you know, bearing down on all this paperwork. That's one kind of procrastination that I have, of a laziness about a specific kind of task, and you keep pushing it forward and procrastinating it. That's one kind of procrastination. The other kind of procrastination is much more interesting, and you should pay attention to it. In my experience, a lot of times I've procrastinated tasks that instinctively, in like the back of my reptilian mind, I suspected were the wrong decisions. Like recently, for instance, I've been, you know, contacted by somebody to do a project together. And on paper, it seems fine, but there's something about it that just feels off. And I keep pushing it forward, procrastinating it. All the other things that I have to do in my life, I'm doing them. I'm doing them, no problem. You know, no laziness here. I'm meeting my deadlines insofar as the projects I want to do. I'm accomplishing the tasks that I have to do. I'm going here to do this thing, and I'm going over there to do that other thing. No problem. But this particular issue where I've been approached, I keep procrastinating it. In my own case, 9 times out of 10, the feeling of procrastinating it was the right choice, because there's something inside me, like at a subconscious level, that recognizes that something is not kosher, that something is not quite right insofar as whatever it is that I'm procrastinating. And I'm procrastinating, i.e. postponing the decision as to whether to get involved in the project or not, because this back of my mind thing is telling me, it's not a good idea, don't do it. So when you're procrastinating something, or recognize right away if it's because you're lazy about a particular kind of task that you have to do and which you hate doing, like me with paperwork, right? And whether it's that subconscious feeling that it's not the right choice to make. You see what I'm saying? It's very important that you figure this out. Very important that you figure this out and trust that sense that when you're procrastinating something, even though you desire to do it and you think it's a good idea and all the rest of it, but you keep procrastinating it, often it's not. It's because in the back of your mind, your subconscious has put together all the pieces and the pieces don't quite fit. You see what I'm saying? As you can tell, I'm a firm believer in the subconscious. A lot of times, your subconscious, your hindbrain, whatever you want to call it, is working for your best interests. And sometimes your conscious, rational mind doesn't quite catch on yet. You have to listen to that unconscious part, but understand what's going on. Don't just procrastinate just for the sake of procrastinating. Understand that if you're procrastinating, it might be because in the back of your mind, you know that this path, the path that you're supposed to take but which you're procrastinating, this path is the wrong path. Okay, that's so far as procrastination. Let's move on to plain old laziness. Plain old laziness is a feeling. That's what it is. It's a feeling of boredom, of ennui, whatever you want to call it. It's basically that you just don't feel like doing something, even though you rationally and consciously recognize that you have to do it. For instance, you know, studying. You get home from school or whatever, or to your dorm room, wherever the fuck, right? And you're supposed to study for the test that's going to be in 2-3 weeks. But what do? You blow it off and play video games, and you're lazy, right? Well, the thing is, see, this feeling, you have to control it. You have to dominate it and own it as quickly as possible. Because laziness is a killer. Laziness is why very bright people often as not deliver substandard work. I mean, you've seen it plenty of times. You've seen those guys who are fucking brilliant, but you know, they do everything at the last minute because they were lazy, they let the time slide by, and instead of doing the project properly, with proper preparation and research and all the rest of it, they leave it up to the last minute, and the last minute they tear ass trying to do something and pull it up and put it all together, and it's just like half-assed, nowhere near as brilliant as it could have been. You know those guys. I know those guys because I was one of them. Yeah. And my history thesis in college, right? It was like supposed to be like a really original piece, and it was fairly original. Original ID and all the rest of it. It was just Russian history shit. But the point I'm trying to make is that, see, I blew it off for like a whole term, right? And then at the start of the second term, because it was a two-term project, at the start of the second term, I realized how far behind I was. And I just like pulling my hair out and blowing my weekends to get the thing done. And in the nick of time, I was able to deliver the 130 odd pages of research. And it was good. It was pretty damn good. But it wasn't brilliant. And it could have been. And that's something I've always regretted. Now, of course, this didn't really affect me, my inability to deliver a brilliant project. I could have. I had the brains, and I had the wherewithal, everything necessary to deliver a brilliant project. I just, you know, was lazy, and I kept putting it off, and then, you know, and it hurt nobody but myself. But luckily, in that case, I really wasn't going to be planning on being an academic, so in the end, you know, nothing was harmed, truly. There wasn't the end of the world, but it taught me a valuable lesson. And the valuable lesson is simplicity itself. The difference between truly great and mediocre is exceedingly small. It's exceedingly small. It seems like a lot. You say, well, you know, mediocrity is down here and greatness is up here. No. They're very close together. You know what separates the two? What separates mediocrity from greatness? Time. Putting in the time. You don't have to be smarter. You don't have to be more learned or more brilliant or anything like that. You just have to put in the time. Because at the end of the day, what laziness is doing is robbing you of time. Robbing you of the time to do some project, some job, some whatever. Whatever the fuck it is that you're doing. Laziness robs you of that time. And it's time that you'll never get back. Deadlines, you know, delivery times and what have you, they come at you, they march right at you, and they do not stop. Laziness is robbing you of the time to do things properly and deliver something that you can be proud of. Now, we've talked about before how a man, what separates men from every other creature on this earth, is the ability to control his emotions, his whims, his caprices, and use his reason, his knowledge, and his experience to guide his path. Well, here's an object example of that. A man, a real man, is not lazy. He might procrastinate for the reasons I mentioned before, but he's not lazy. Because he controls his laziness. Because we all have it. It's that boredom, that just lack of desire, a lack of interest in something that you're supposed to do. We all have that feeling. And the difference between everybody else and men is that men control that feeling. And set it aside and plow through, grind it out. We grind it out irrespective of how bored we are with it. And of course we're going to be bored with it, but of course it has to be done. The great thing about fighting laziness is that over time, you get better at it. Oh yeah. There was a time when I was so lazy, I was just a complete and utter fucking bum. But then I had a job. I had a job as an English teacher, and I had to be at work at some ungodly hour. It was like 6:30 in the morning, some shit like that, right? And getting into that routine of having to be there in order to get the paycheck, and I needed the paycheck. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to survive without the paycheck. Well, that taught me the discipline, and laziness sort of like started like sliding off of me. And I'm still lazy about some things. I still don't feel like doing some things. Sure, yeah, but when it's crunch time and I recognize that something's important, I do it. I grind it out. And I start early. I don't leave it till the last moment. Now, what you should do is that if you're in the grips of laziness, if you find it really, really hard to get out from the yoke of laziness, this is what you do. You find some job or some activity that you have to be there at a time that you hate. You know, it could be that you hate to get up in the morning. Okay, fine. You do that. And see, you do it consistently. And no matter what, you never have an excuse not to do it. You never wake up and say, fuck it, today I'm not going to go. No. You do it consistently over and over and over again. And you force yourself. And little by little, you're going to learn to get over your laziness. And this is a key issue. Because so many men with talent, with brains, with everything, amounted to nothing because of laziness. I mean, think how sad that is. A man who could have been great, but became nothing just because he was too lazy to get up in the morning. Is that who you want to be?